take my eye off you. Can't take my eye off you. You got, don't got nothing on you. Don't got nothing on you. My heart is ready for something I haven't had in a long time. True love crime, I hope you know that. It may hurt for a while. Let's slow down, slow down. I can see behind that broken smile. You're nice, sweet, smooth, like cocoa bread. Cocoa bread. You're nice, sweet, smooth, like cocoa bread. Cocoa bread. You're nice, like cocoa. You're nice, like cocoa bread. Like cocoa bread. Oh, you're nice, like cocoa. You're nice. Watch a movie, right by your side on duty. Not too much or too sweet. Ooh-wee, passion from yours truly. Let me know how you feel. Hope I'm not in too deep. Biwa, Phoebe, Vida, Fieva. Won't be alone forever. Get through the storm together. Who got to make some room? I know you still unite. Sweet, smooth, like cocoa.
Yeah, welcome, welcome to another episode of Sam Sales University. Yes, yes. Rainy Tuesday here in Florida, Miami. Looks like we're expecting a hurricane, but all should be well. It's been a long day, a lot of paperwork today. That's how it is in the insurance business, right? So today, we have another episode. We're going to delve into the fascinating world of sales by unraveling the journey of the iconic Steve Jobs. Okay. The gentleman that started Apple. Many of us use Apple products. Very beautiful, aesthetically pleasing products. Well made. I happen to be a Android guy myself, but nothing against Apple. They're a great product. But we're going to talk about the ups and downs he faced and how his experiences can inspire sales professionals facing challenges in their career. And even while he was transitioning and passing away, he was still selling and marketing his ideas for the Apple product. His journey is a testament to resilience, just as he has had very many setbacks. Salespeople like us can use failures as a stepping stone. We can learn from someone like that, right? Learning from rejections and adapting strategies can ultimately lead to the breakthrough in your sales career. And I'm not going to go into details about his career. I mean, you can Google that and you can see exactly what he went through. All right. But he had a lot of failures. One thing that Steve Jobs was really good at, he was a renowned storyteller during his product launches. All right, those are classic case study launches that are in the history books. All right, he was an excellent storyteller, and he really knew how to connect with his audience? How can we learn from his storytelling abilities? And how can we harness that power? Storytelling is a professional tool in sales, or I should say, storytelling is a powerful tool used by salespeople. We have the ability to craft a narrative that resonates with clients' needs and emotions. Salespeople can create memorable connections, just like Steve Jobs' product launches created that connection. Effective storytelling can influence clients' decision making. You know, now when Apple has a new product, there's people sleeping outside waiting for the store to open so they can buy it. Talk about customer loyalty. Steve Jobs made Apple products very aesthetically pleasing, very simple. Simplicity was very important to Steve Jobs' design philosophy. So what can us as salespeople learn from him? Okay, we want to simplify our sales pitches, and this will help your clients grasp your value proposition a lot easier. Now, by focusing on the core benefits and avoiding overwhelming details, salespeople can convey messages more effectively. Jobs, less is more philosophy can guide salespeople in delivering clear and compelling pitches. Yes, less is more, especially with Gen Z. You know, they have shorter attention span. But for the most part, as salespeople, we want to keep things very simple. All right. We don't want to overcomplicate our message. Like I said before, anytime Apple comes out with a new product, there's lines around the corner. People are sleeping outside, waiting to get the latest and greatest Apple products. So they have really built a tremendous loyal following for Apple products. Okay. Now, what we can take from that is building brand loyalty requires consistent value delivery and trust. Salespeople should aim to understand clients' needs deeply and provide tailored solutions, creating personal connections and focusing on clients' long-term success fosters the kind of loyalty Jobs achieved with Apple. I mean, Apple users are very, very loyal. It's almost like a cult. Once they use Apple products, they can never use anything else. Steve Jobs could not have achieved what he achieved if he didn't incorporate innovation into his strategy and adapt to changes in the market. Innovation is a vital sales to sales, right? Salespeople should actively seek creative solutions to clients' problems. Just like Jobs embraced technology, salespeople should leverage new tool techniques and data-driven insights to stay relevant and offer unique values to their clients. We must embrace technology, ladies and gentlemen. That's the only way we're going to stay in the game. I don't know about you, but I'm not getting any younger. But I will stay ahead of the technology curve. It could only help. Steve Jobs was a master of product presentation. So how can we as salespeople enhance our presentation skills to effectively showcase our products and services? Well, presentation is key, ladies and gentlemen. Salespeople can create anticipation by structuring presentations for maximum impact by demonstrating tangible benefits and addressing clients' pain points. They can replicate the excitement Jobs generated in his product launches. Yes, presentation is key, and Steve Jobs was a great storyteller. I tell you, he really got you emotionally involved with his commercials. So, just to summarize, Steve Jobs' journey teaches us that resilience, storytelling, simplicity, innovation, and effective presentation are all critical in sales. By integrating these principles into our approach, us as salespeople can not only drive results, but also cultivate meaningful relationships with clients, similar to Steve Jobs' impact on Apple's success. Thank you for joining us in this insightful exploration of Steve Jobs' journey and its intersection with sales strategies. Stay tuned for more enriching episodes of Sam Sales University, where we equip you with tools you need to excel in the dynamic world of sales. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe. Like, share, subscribe. Leave comments. Visit islandinsurancegroup.com. We have warranties. We have travel insurance. We have it all. Whatever you need. And remember, ladies and gentlemen,
ABC, always be blue.